Maybe. No.
No Kermit.
No Kermit. You know.
It's not that easy being green.
Aw, see, that makes my day. Sure, it is
Having to
Kermit.
spend each day the color of
You
the
know,
leaves.
at least most people want to try, if you believe the polls.
When I think
I feel like
it
I'm
could
five.
be
I love that song.
thankful.
One out of five people is more interested in having a green
Yellow,
Christmas than a
gold,
white one, and they're looking for
or
gifts
something
that
much
don't
more
keep on giving in a
colorful
bad
like that.
way. It's according to Deloitte Consulting Firm. Okay, so you know you want to be this mindful
It's
consumer,
not
but
that
you need a little help
easy
knowing where to
being green.
go. Enter climatecounts.org. It's this
Seems
nonprofit
you planet was
organization
so
out
many
of New
other
Hampshire. Okay, you
ordinary
can ditch
things.
Kermit at this point. I'm done with the frog. It's run by an organic pioneer, Stonyfield Farm, in collaboration with the Clean Air Cool Planet. The board is comprised of environmental and business leaders, and they have released this report, which is ranking the big chains, which ones are nice about reducing carbon emissions and which ones are naughty about greenhouse gas passing. With now is
What? Gas
climatecounts.org.
passing?
Wood Turner. Hi, Wood.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. First, I have to ask you, is your real name, is your given name Wood Turner?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Wow. Did you just have to gravitate towards working with the environment with the name Wood?
It was preordained.
All right, I'll leave you alone now, like you haven't heard that one before. This holiday shopping guide says that your ranking system is based on a company's voluntary efforts to reverse climate change. So what are the four criteria you looked for when you decided to rank these companies?
Well, what we're doing is looking at the world's largest companies, and so just to be clear, we're not looking at small local firms, traditionally green companies. We're looking at the world's largest companies to make sure that consumers know who's paying attention to the issue of climate change. What we've done is we've looked at whether the company has reviewed its greenhouse gas emissions or done an inventory of its emissions and an accounting, whether they've set goals and targets to reduce those emissions and really achieved greenhouse gas emissions over the years, whether they've taken an up or down policy stance on local, state, or federal initiatives on climate, and then importantly to our project, whether or not they've reported on all those activities to consumers.
So whether they've recognized that there's a problem and they've acted on it seems
You
to be
got it.
the basis of it. You've broken down this into several categories: apparel, electronics, food, all big names that we know. So I'm looking at this right here, and it said Nike came out way in front when you're talking about apparel and accessories. What's Nike doing right?
You know, they've been involved in looking at climate for a lot longer than most of these companies you've been hearing about more recently dealing with the issue. I mean, since the early 90s, they've been measuring their impact and setting goals to reduce it, and they've been doing a lot to achieve those reductions. And so they really do stand out from the other apparel companies that we've looked at so far.
Yeah, next down the list by quite a few points, about 40 points down is the Gap. They're number two.
Yeah. It's you know, Nike, I think people often look at them and wonder, you know, how could they be doing great work on climate? And yeah, I've heard other things about the company, but you know, it's a company that that we've been really excited to sort of pay attention to and really been sort of buoyed by their work, because I think we can really see the example they're setting in really saying big business can have an impact on this issue of climate change.
Something else I thought was kind of interesting. I think, well, maybe somebody wants to give somebody a gift certificate, food gift certificate. Starbucks, even though Starbucks kind of had a little reputation for being the man, at least when it comes to coffee now, they were the runaway winner in this category.
They were. You know, I will say their score is still pretty low. It's 46 out of 100 points.
That's true.
But in terms of the sector, they are kind of setting the pace in terms of what's happening in the sector. They are again paying attention to this issue of climate change, and I really want to be clear, it is about reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And there's a lot of other issues that these companies are looking at, but we're focused on climate specifically.
So what kind of things are these companies doing to reduce those emissions?
Oh, you know, it's investment in renewable energy. It's major energy efficiency overhauls in the company. I think it's really important when companies. One of our criteria. We have 22 criteria within those four benchmarks I talked about. When CEOs and board chairs at these companies indicate that climate is a big issue for them, you know, it measures highly on our rankings. Whether these companies have done a great job of helping consumers understand the issue and become more aware of it. I mean, these are leading companies. These are companies that have reputations, that people interact with them on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. People know these companies, and when they talk about issues like climate change and really do positive things on climate change, people do pay attention.
So. Have you found that it comes from the top down or from the bottom up? Is it grassroots organizations keeping these companies honest, or do you find that there's leadership at the top levels?
I think it's a mix. You know, that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring consumers at the grassroots together with companies on this issue. And sometimes it goes from the top. Sometimes it goes from the people. And I think it's great to see that people sort of coming together in our backyard to have these conversations. You know, we really want consumers to pay attention to the big companies and what they're doing on this issue, and to make better choices when they shop and invest. And then, ideally, raise their voices to these companies. You can use our website, climatecounts.org, to actually send email to these companies and let them know you've made these choices.
This is interesting. I got married in the past year and a half. Oh, shush. I got married in the past year and a half, and we would get wedding gifts, and it would just break my heart at the amount of styrofoam and the amount of paper and the giant boxes that were in my house. I mean, I love the gifts. Thanks, everybody. But I noticed that you have shipping companies on your list who are behaving well in terms of climate change. DHL is the number one, followed by the good old-fashioned U.S. Postal Service, outranking UPS and FedEx. What are those first two companies doing that the others aren't?
You know, like I said about that high-level commitment, I mean, of all the companies we've scored so far, and we've got 60 companies in 9 sectors so far, you know, DHL has got one of the strongest statements from a board chair that we've ever seen, that climate change is one of the most important responsibilities that the company faces. They've put a product out for consumers called Go Green that allows them to offset their carbon emissions when they ship, but they've also done a lot of other things in terms of investing in renewables, really focusing on renewable energy, both in transportation and in their facilities, and making energy efficiency and energy reduction of energy consumption something they're really focused on. So,
climatecounts.org is the website. You can check it out for yourself. Wood Turner, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Allison.